broke my mother's leg. I was in her lap at the time. And that sort of changed their whole life. She was very discouraged with the Idaho venture, and so was my dad. And they came back to Woodruff again and started the creamery. At that time, the fellow that had run the creamery hadn't taken care of the thing, and he'd kind of let the business go for different reasons. And when he started running the creamery the second time here, his business had pretty well vanished. So he bought some little tracts of land around and eventually kind of got started in the cattle business. Yeah. And he ran cattle for a few years till the family grew up a little bit. At that time, he bought a place up near Evanston, Wyoming, just west of Evanston. Mm-hmm. And that's where my mother died. She died when she was only 44 years old. Mm. And Dad had 11 children.
Some How old was Earl?
Earl was next to the oldest one. And let's see, I was about 7 years old when Mother died, and Earl is about 15 years older than I am. So,
So relatively a young family still.
Yeah, a young family. And my sister, just younger than me, she happened to be just 2 years younger, because she had a birthday on the 13th of December and mine was on the 12th. Mm. Just 2 years difference. And then my youngest brother, who was a baby when Mother died, Dad pretty well raised him, and my older sisters, of course, stayed home and helped. We had a lot of, the family stayed together and pretty well raised the young ones up until we were out on our own.
It's a good thing you had so many brothers and sisters to help out.
To continue that story for just a little bit, you may want to ask this later, but my father stayed widowed for about 15 years when a lady from Missouri that my brother had met in the mission field came out to visit, and she fell in love with Dad, and they were married. They were married the same year that your grandfather was married.
Oh, really?
1935.
Huh. And when did my grandfather move up to this, to his house up here in Randolph?
He moved up there
shortly after he was married?
Approximately.
Or?
We had that place leased for a number of years before your grandfather bought it.
Mm-hmm.
And we leased it, my dad and your dad leased that place along in about 1930, pretty close to 1930. And they leased it that way with an option to buy till 1935, when your father, your grandfather and grandmother, Dad turned the option to him, and so he went ahead and took the place, bought it.
That was nice.
1935.
What kind of education? Formal education or training for, you know, did your dad or have you had?
Well, let's
focus on you now.
Okay.
What kind of formal training, or maybe not even formal training, maybe even apprenticeship or just any kind of training, would it be mostly from your dad or from a school? Or?
I worked with my dad most all the time, but I graduated from high school in 1932. And I worked with my dad till 1936. I worked on the ranch and with your father, grandfather. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of a flunky around till 1936. In the spring of 1936, well, I should say 1935, I went over to Utah State University and started to take a course in mechanical engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there that the winter and spring quarter.